10,087, Walter F. Moore, west of Route 1, corner of Daisy Road and Bay Road, being lots 49 and 50 within Truett suburban development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot. Gentlemen, if you look at it, you can see it's in a triangular shape, and you have two fronts on that.
Okay. Name and address.
My name is Thomas Moore. I'm here from Walter F. with my father, and the address is lot 49 and 50.
What's your address?
Microsoft.
No, your address, your mailing address.
10 was Lane, Ocean View.
Okay. Are you going to testify also, sir?
Okay. He's my realtor, and he's...
All right, if you might say something, just come on forward. What name and address, just...
Alan Jarman, 113 King Street,
Delaware. Sir, come on back. Oh. Missed the good part.
Sorry.
You can both put your hands on the same time. I swear from the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
He's funny, something.
Or whisper.
That's the good thing.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here on behalf of my father, Walter F. Moore. He's currently in a hospital and unable to attend tonight. And with me is Alan Jarman, which is his realtor. Mm-hmm. We're requesting a variance for lot 49 and 50 at Truett Subdivision. My father became aware of the encroachment recently with the property being surveyed in conjunction with the sale of his property.
Mm-hmm.
He bought the home from my grandfather in 75, who had moved it on the lot a year prior to that from Dewey Beach. My father recalls there being an issue at the time about where the house was placed and believes his father got a variance, or my grandfather got a variance at the time. However, my grandfather's passed away, and we don't have any paperwork in possession relating to it, and we've searched the county records and can't find a record for the variance. But the records are sparse from the county back in that time, and they're missing minutes from those times. County cannot locate the assessment card, so we cannot tell whether there's any notations or variances on the property. When my grandfather bought the property or the lot in 1958, deed restrictions call for a front yard setback 10 feet. Front yard setback of 10 feet and rear side yard setback of 4 feet. Many older homes in the neighborhood are only 10 feet from the property line. And many others appear to be less than 20. Therefore, we don't feel that the property is out of character with the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
My father didn't cause this hardship with the property. This is the way it was when he bought it. I guess apparently the current zoning is calling for 30-foot setbacks. And due to the triangular shape of the property, this is almost impossible to put a home on it with 30-foot setbacks. Home has been present on the property for 32 years. Based on these facts, we respectfully request that the board issue Mr. Moore or my father a variance for the front and rear setbacks requirement for the property.
I know your realtor, you were asking about that. You were very concerned about that tonight before you came on. You know, that's considered a through lot, okay, which means you have to have frontage on both lots, okay, both sides of the road. You were referring to it as the rear, did it?
No, the front.
The front.
And actually, we have a copy. I don't know if you guys have that copy of the original deed.
Yes.
It just says no building to be erected beyond the 10-foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Webber?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I can tell you that if you look on there, you can see lot 42, that 43, 50 across the street, side yard, all throughout there. You can see four or five more on other streets. Quillen Row and Bay Road have variances for side yards and front yard setback.
Mm-hmm. Problems. All right. Thank you. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have one letter in favor. Mr. Chairman, from George L. Podpally.
Podpally.
How do you pronounce it?
I believe it's Podpally.
Podpally? Okay, George L. Podpally. He's in favor.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that certainly this property possesses some unique physical circumstances, and that makes it difficult to develop it in strict conformity of the ordinance. And I think granting the variance would be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Doesn't appear to be created by the applicant, but his deceased father and perhaps even the county with its missing records. Don't see where it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And a minimum to afford relief, I make a motion we approve case number 10087.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10087. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.